92.5.
Hey, cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places to find true love in this world. One is at the onion chopping factory just off the highway.
What?
Whenever I take the free tour there, I always get emotional and very vulnerable.
I just cry because of the onions.
Yeah.
Very different experience.
Yes. That's what you think.
Okay.
The other is on the pages of Craigslist.org.
Oh,
we scour that website every week to find the best misconnections they have to offer. First misconnection is titled, I like the way you handle a ham. Man for woman, 38, deli section grocery store.
Good. I'm actually glad this was at the deli section, not somewhere else.
He says, I met you on Saturday.
Oh.
You were the dark-haired female meat cutter with the old face.
What?
With the old face?
That was not a compliment, sir.
But working with a middle-aged body.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I was the gaunt-looking, hungry feller who purchased 6 pounds of honey-baked
ham.
Ooh.
That is so much ham.
That's a lot of ham. It's a big ham.
As you hunched over the slicing machine, I couldn't help but gander at your backside. And when I say backside, I'm not talking about your caboose, but your actual back.
Your back?
Ooh-ee.
That is a hot back. Oh.
Sturdy, wide, and durable. All at the same time.
What is she, a workhorse? Jeez, bro.
Like a Ford pickup truck. Consider me a fan.
It sounds like he wants to saddle her, but not in a sexy way.
No.
Watching you work made me want to press my body against the cold glass where the meats are cold.
Oh my God, why did I just picture hairy man nipples pressed up against
me
glass?
Too, like my nipples.
He says, but I didn't do that because security was nearby.
Yeah. Good, I'm also glad they were.
They're probably following you around the store.
Yeah.
After you packaged my order, you asked coyly why I needed 6 pounds of ham.
Yeah.
I told you, a gentleman never sniffs and tells.
What?
Sniffs?
No, that woman has not slept in 3 days.
Message me if you want to know the secret place where I'm going to put all that ham.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
You're going to put it somewhere?
That's signed, a stranger named Quaid.
Oh, my God.
That was terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh.
This next misconnection is titled, This Single Mommy's Looking to Get Single Spicy.
Yeah!
Woman for Man, 29, daycare.
Oh, man, this is my type.
She says, last week, I went to drop off my son for the day, and I saw you standing in the reception area. You're the sexy, bald Latino who was focused on your phone.
Oh.
Okay.
I really wanted to talk, but I wasn't sure what to say. So I walked up and asked if you could smell me.
What?
Wow.
No, that's not what you say.
You're at the same daycare. You both have kids there. There's a lot of openings you could have used besides that.
How old are your little ones?
Yes.
By the way, thank you for saying okay, finally.
What?
Finally? You could ask multiple times. Excuse me. I said, can you smell me?
She does say, I know I had to ask more than once.
Oh, there it is.
Winky face.
Does that mean she has a good smell or a bad smell?
I don't know, persistent.
If he's not doing it, probably not good.
She goes on. Anyway, we ended up having a very stimulating conversation for a few minutes about daycare and all the dumb rules that they have.
Oh. Mm.
You made me laugh. Like, really, I'm not lying. When you told me about how you get around the no smoking on the premises rule,
what?
I thought that was genius.
Whoa, whoa.
I can't wait till you, like, leave the daycare.
Kids everywhere.
So anyway, my life is really boring ever since my ex-husband ran off with my cousin.
Wow.
So
I feel like that's on brand.
So if you don't want a girl who's into drama, let me know if you're interested.
Yeah, I'm sure you're the one.
Every girl that says they hate drama is all about drama.
That's signed Adina, parentheses, drama-free for 4 weeks now.
Yeah,
oh, wow. A month.
It's like one of those charts they have about safety at like a home improvement store.
Yeah,
she has a little counter up in her home. This next misconnection is titled, Looking for the Rock Hard Buddy That I Connected With Big Time. Man for Man, 27, Hobby Lobby.
Oh, okay.
How are you telling somebody's rock hard in Hobby Lobby?
He says, looking for the really cool buff dude I bonded with in the wall decor section the other day.
Nice.
I was the swole bro organizing the embellishments and stampings. You were right next to me, eyeing the letter adhesives.
You know, I love a man that can live in both worlds.
That's right.
Bro world and Hobby Lobby.
I have no idea what any of this stuff means.
He says, I told you I worked there, and that's when you commented on my tattoo.
Yeah.
Mine's a fist holding a pair of platinum scissors. Then you showed me yours. It was a sweet cursive job that said Ultimate Brozilla.
What?
Oh, no.
These two may be meant for each other.
I think so.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We laughed for a bit, but didn't get a chance to exchange digits because some tool in the cardstock area was having a conniption over the shimmer stones.
Oh, God.
I still have no idea what it is. It's so lost.
Dude, they're so bros together. That's bros so.
Oh, so bros. Yeah. I like that.
I'm hoping you see this because I've been searching for a new best bro to hang out with and do guy stuff with on the weekends.
Nice.
Nothing weird, dude. Promise. Just normal, all-American, male-on-male bonding activities like scrapbooking, Greek wrestling, etc.
That's right, bros. You take on that toxic masculinity and you take it.
Yeah, things that get me jacked up and ready to crush life.
Yeah.
Scrapbooking?
Crochet your heart out, son.
He says, send me some pics. Let's do this. Ooh. And that's signed Shad with a dollar sign for the S.
Oh. Of course.
Those are your Craigslist misconnections. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.